Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with butt love, but there would be butt loving on my bed.
From Skull Records, it's the Enter the Shell Show. In today's show, Billy versus Mare. Who will win? Is Jessica sexual napalm? I'll take your comments offline with that, Justin. Also, have you seen James Brown lately? No, really. Have you seen him? Does Sade still rule the album charts? Who has the number one single? We're talking with C-SPAN. And find out in this EP how you can get Emily Wells' EP. All that, so much more. We want you to enter the 4-leaf clover. So, speaking of losing legs,
hello.
Kai is not with us.
She didn't lose her leg or anything.
No. Oh, I was just trying to bring everything together, Justin.
Well, first off, happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope we're drinking a lot of beer here. When we lose Kai, we lose our bartender because I think he just comes in to look at her.
Yeah.
And so what a day to lose our bartender.
And the bartender has all the booze.
That's right. So
we had to bring our own booze in today.
But I get to enjoy, and I thank you for playing one of my favorite bands and one of my favorite songs of all time because we all know how big of a Sox fan I am.
Boo.
But first off, let's see if we can get our little Kai on the phone and explain her situation.
Yeah, she has quite the situation. I got a call from her last night, and I don't want to alarm anybody. She's completely fine. She's okay, but she got into a little car accident last night and left her kind of, I would say, in peril. Would you say in peril?
A paraplegic?
No. In peril.
Oh,
in peril. Yeah. So we're going to talking to her right now.
If she answers the phone. Because she might be all Vicodin'd up. Is she? Are you Vicodin'd up?
I am bucking it up.
Oh. I thought you said, I asked you if you were Vicodin'd up.
Oh, I thought you said, are you like bucking it up? Am I biking it up? Oh God, I wish.
Okay, so we really haven't explained. We gave like a really quick brief overview.
Vague, very vague.
Very vague. But we want you in your own words, because mind you, we've been on the phone with you all day. We've been making sure that you're okay. We just want to know what's going on. What happened to you? And in your own words, because we don't want to put, you know, words in your mouth.
Basically, in my own words, coming from a Pacific Northwest Washington State girl, Los Angeles traffic sucks.
Well, yeah. Hello. And
I got in a really bad car accident, you guys.
Oh, well.
I know.
I hope everything's okay.
Everything's okay. I'm alive. Nobody was really hurt. My car, however, it's done for.
Oh. Yeah.
So if people would like to actually make donations through Facebook or enterthechell.com to help me get a new car, that would be fantastic. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but, I don't know about that.
They're like, oh, Kylie, we lost you.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, you know, I'm doing okay. It's just unfortunate. It was an unfortunate situation. There was a big semi-truck that one of its tires blew, and those tires are humongous. And so when the tire was actually spread out, it was like 8 feet long. So it was crossing over a couple lanes on the 101, and there was really nothing you could do. So I'm just happy everyone's okay.
It was a very famous intersection too, right?
Yes. That was the same intersection that Moesha, which is Brandy, killed those people, right? I believe yeah. She killed that person in her Escalade. And funny enough, what did you hit?
I hit an SUV.
SUV, yeah. You see?
Yep.
Those things
are
dangerous.
It all comes full circle.
It all comes full circle. You, Moesha, a.k.a. Brandy, I think something's up.
Yeah, I think something's up.
It's a conspiracy for your shell theory and
we're
going
to do it.
Show. All right, girl. Well, I just hope everything's okay with you, and we're going to try to muscle on here without you. But you know what? In all honesty, we do miss you, and we're really glad that you're okay.
Oh, I I miss you guys, and it's no fun not being in the studio, but I will be back in full force next week, and it's going to be one hell of a celebrity corner, so get ready.
All right. Well, we're going to try to hold on, and we're going to try to do your corner, but it's not going to be
Kai's corner.
It'll be
the guy's corner.
Guy's celebrity corner.
But we are going to use your music bed because, you know, we'll try to be as cool as you, but...
we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know how people are going to react, you know, they're just...
Yeah, good luck with that, guys. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, all right, girl, will you take care, okay?
Okay, bye, guys. Love you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, well, she's in bed. Maybe she'll be going on her computer and buying some singles, maybe some albums. So let's get into the iTunes top five selling singles and albums of this week. Here are your top five singles. At number five, I'ma Be, Black Eyed Peas, dropping from number one. And then at number four, we got Nothing On You, featuring Bruno Mars and B.O.B.
Why... Oh, why do you people keep bringing these people back? This is the Bane. This is my Owl City.
This is your Owl City.
Yeah, this is my Owl City.
This is a much better song than that one. Come on.
Dropping number two, Hey Soul Sister from Train. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. Going on and moving on to number two now. Jumping up from number five, Rude Boy by Rihanna. It's climbing the charts, people. It might buck this one.
At number one, we got Break Your Heart featuring Ludacris. And that is Tayo. That's your top five. Number one, Break Your Heart featuring Ludacris. Ludacris making a comeback. I love it.
Luda.
Let's go into the top five albums. At number five, we got Need You Now, Lady Annabelle, and that's dropping from number two. At number four, My Boy.
I'm just totally dumbfounded by this one.
My Boy, Jimi Hendrix, and his Valley of Neptune. Love it.
Coming in at number three, it's Broken Bells by guess what? By guess who? Broken Bells. Coming in at number two, it's also Luda Is Back, Battle of the Sexes.
And your number one album.
I'm sorry.
Gorillaz, Plastic Beach.
There are so many good artists on this album. And it's just, it's one of those awesome, awesome albums.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Gorillaz. I do love Damien. I think he fits better with Blur. That's just me.
Well, this has Mos Def on it, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. It's good stuff.
Have you seen this video, by the way?
No, I think I'm going to go home and watch it.
It had, in 1 week, it got 2.5 million views. And I think that might because of Bruce Willis. He was on there.
Nice.
Yeah, but hey, while you're checking out our top five list, you can also check out, guess what, our blogs. Yeah, every week we are bringing you up to date with the hottest artists getting the most download action on iTunes. And if you'd like to take a closer look at this week's top selling singles and albums, just log on to entertheshell.com. It's that easy.
And while you're there, you can check out our award-winning blog section where our nationally recognized columnists share their views on music and how it affects you in your world. Every week, our very own editor-in-chief, Sarah, takes a closer look at artists who have caught her ear and her eye. This week, Sarah's album review reviews The Monitor, the second album from, okay, get this, and I'll come back to this, Titus and Riekus. No, I said that totally wrong.
Like, I'll get back to this. I'm going to get back to it right now.
I totally know the name of this, and I don't know why. And I even told Turtle how special it was. It's Titus Andronicus. Andronicus. Well, however you say it. Because I knew who this was. I had to read it when I was in school. Yes, that is the correct title. For all you English lit majors, Shakespeare rears his collared head. You need to check out these Jersey boys who are at it once again. These guys remind me of a little bit of listen to it and tell me, do they not remind you of a better orchestrated Rancid? So just listen, and you know, but what do I know? You know, Sarah's the one writing about it. Listen to this. Oh, they're not gonna sing that.
Of course not. They're like, no, we're not going to play for you.
So check it out. Check out Sarah's album review and let us know what you think. The Monitor by Titus.
Dude, this is like your seventh time saying this.
Seventh time. All right. We're going to move on. We're moving on.
Just move on.
Move on. So this week's cover review is, you guessed it, Dog. This is it. This is the jam. Yes, the Ohio Players and Roller Coaster. For all you who love Beavis and Buttheads, the Beavis and Butthead, you know, you'll remember this. But this is the remake. This is the Ohio one. And this is the other one. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers version. So go on to our blog section, check it out, compare, contrast, let us know what you think. Leave us a comment and let us know how you feel. It is just that easy. Let's get a little bit funkier here. How's that sound? It, baby. Speaking of cool.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
Oh, yeah, Lady Antebellum.
The Godfather. The Dead Father. If you guys have been following this story like I have, it has been quite the roller coaster.
I just want to sit here and listen to music, dude.
Right? If only. If only this was a music cast instead of a newscast. That'd be amazing. No, what's been going on with James Brown lately is there was a brief period of time where they thought they had lost his body.
I don't get that.
Yeah, how do you lose a body?
Very easily. Hello. Haven't you ever lost a chick?
Apparently in Georgia, they're losing bodies like it's cool.
Like it's cool.
And this all spawned from LaRonda. Now, LaRonda is one of those seven people that came forward once James Brown yeah. had passed away and said that they were part of the love child thing. And she came on and she's like, I can't find him. His body's missing. And all of Georgia went into this big uproar trying to find the body. Well, it turns out the body is, guess where?
In the ground.
Exactly, where it should be. The director, even the funeral director, C.A. Reed, he even came up and he said, look, like, it's there. We would have been notified whether or not it would have been removed. Now, all this is coming and stemming from this is what I think is actually happening. LaRonda is claiming that the corpse is being hidden because she wants like some tests being done because she thinks that there was some foul play done when James Brown was dead. She doesn't believe that he died of like natural causes, that the dude was old,
did a lot of drugs, drank a lot, drove really fast. So yeah, naturally, you know, I understand, because I mean, the guy's an icon, but he was always in bad health.
Yeah, always. He lived a rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah.
He really did. Now, do you think that she's doing this because she wants to get some sort of like fame from this, or she just wants to get a little bit of notoriety, or maybe she's trying to hatch some scheme to get James Brown's money, you know?
Maybe, but you know, who's to say?
So this is the part of the show where we get to speak to live and fresh new talent every week. We're expanding on all different types of music, and we're doing that with live interviews from artists all over the country. And today we have a band that you're really going to dig. I know Dr. J was really digging them. And if you want to, you know, reach out to us, just let us know. Email us djturtle2rs@entertheshell.com, and maybe we can get your band on. But tonight we are featuring C-Spin, and on the phone with us, we have Ronnie Washburn, who's the vocalist and guitarist for C-Spin, and coincidentally, their EP, The Reverser, is out right now on Amazon, and you can get that. Just go to our blog, and there's going to be a link to take you right there. So right now, we got Ronnie Washburn. How's it going, Ronnie?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very good, man. And like Turtle said, I've just been digging your sound.
Fantastic.
I am so excited about this, and I'm going out and getting the EP. as we speak. Actually,
yeah, man, you should on Amazon or iTunes. Or, but there's one that pays me more money. It's called oh fuck, I can't remember. I'll remember by the end of the show though, because it's more money for me.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's what we want to do because that's why
like
we
10 cents instead of eight.
So it's a whole lot more money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh
I'll
man.
Take it.
Well, so how goes your residency over at Silver Lake Lounge, one of my favorite places, because it's right down the street
from
me.
Yeah, man, it's cool. It's got the Salvation sign. You know, the Fold's booking that place now, so that's a bonus. It's been good, you know. We've been very well received.
Do you ever sneak across the street while you're playing to the Silver Suns?
Oh, yeah. The liquor store?
Yeah, the liquor store.
Yeah. That was, you know, I used to live right around the corner from there anyway, so it's familiar territory. But if you want to come and bug us before the show, we're at the pho place across the street. There's a great, like, pho restaurant, like Vietnamese food, and that's where we hang out before the show, because it's just lousy accommodations at the Silver Lake Lounge. I mean, you know, thanks for having us, guys. Lousy, you know?
Yeah,
lock us in this patio and terrible. Don't they know who we are?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about playing and playing live. So tell me a little something. I mean, you guys sound awesome in the studio. You guys sound awesome live. Well, what do you prefer? Do you like playing live or do you like the studio?
You know, man, they're just two different things. You know what I mean? It's so completely different for me. You know, in the studio, you play it like four times or whatever, maybe three, take the best one, you know, and that's it forever. So you're kind of, for me, you know, as like being part of like the songwriting and producing and all of that, I get real like tense in the studio and like everything counts, you know, like every little movement of my pick and what the drummer's doing and all of that.
Uh-huh.
And I like that focus. But then when I'm playing live, it's just so relaxed and, you know, me and Jennifer laughing all the time. And, you know, so the song has a different feeling every time live. So that keeps it sort of interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Like over, I mean, we're still a new band, but, you know, the more that we're playing and the touring and all of this, you know, that's going to become more important. But then, you know, so being in the studio, because that's when we get to crack the new ones open and then bring those out on tour. So, you know,
let's talk about.
I don't like either of them.
Yeah. Let's talk about you being in the studio. You produced or you were co-producer on the EP Reverser, and also you had a little help with Warren Hurt, right?
Yeah.
And you were, you know, were you guys trying to capture that like live appeal in the studio, or were you going for more like structured sound?
No, that's exactly what we were doing, is we were trying to catch a vibe. You know, my favorite recording that I ever did was a BBC session. And so when we did this recording, we did it exactly like a BBC session. And Warren had worked at the BBC, has a lot of BBC gear. The live room at Swing House where we did it is very much like if you were doing a Peel session, you know, rest in peace or whatever, putting up baffles and, you know, if there was going to be an overdub, you know, you sneak it in right away. And, so it's very much, you know, what you see is what you get. It's a pretty raw recording and we like that. We think it comes across good. We did two versions of the EP.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, we tanked one of them, you know?
Yeah.
We're a fucking expensive band.
Oh my,
it's true, brother. Like, we spent thousands of dollars on it, man, and I'm not kidding.
And now, is that coming out of your pocket?
No. Money goes into my pocket.
It's coming out of the producer's pocket.
Out of other people's pockets.
Yeah.
Got it all wrong. We have like a financial sort of backing thing, you know.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, if that can spill over to us, that'd be awesome.
So Warren's from the fray. Now, did he approach you, or how did that?
We're friends, you know,
uh-huh.
And so we talk. And we had done a recording with them before with Your Enemy's Friends,
uh-huh.
And we loved it. You know, thought it was the best thing we ever did. Never released it. And so when it came time to do this, it just seemed natural that Warren should be involved. You know, and hopefully he will be in the next round. You know. But yeah, I mean, he just has been there all along, you know. When we did the recording, the Your Enemy's Friends recording with him, me and Jennifer were already sort of plotting and scheming C-SPIN, even though we didn't know what it was at the time. And we were trying to kind of incorporate some of that sound into Your Enemy's Friend. Mm-hmm. And so it's really in the studio with Warren, with our last band, that we realized that we didn't want to do Your Enemy's Friends, that we wanted to do something different, you know? So he had to be there for it, you know? I'd never talk to him again.
Talking about different and having friends, you know, you and Jennifer have this awesome sound, and all of you that go out and get this album, or all of you who have heard, you know, who have listened to C-SPIN.
Buy it.
You know, buy it.
Buy it, first and foremost.
But how do you guys get that sound? I mean, how do you and Jennifer just harmonize so well? Is it because you guys have been together for so long? Or is it just a natural click?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both, you know, like, you know, me and Jennifer have, you know, a weird relationship, and it's great, and we sit around all the time playing acoustic guitars and singing, and always have, you know. When I first met Jennifer, she used to have a radio show, that's how I met her, and she played keyboard, but she didn't play guitar, so I sort of, you know, was teaching her guitar, and we would learn songs and harmonize. We were super into Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, we were, and you know, like that song echoes those great harmonies, mm-hmm. you know? Uh-huh. And then when I'm writing, I'm always thinking like sort of like the Beatles and 60s stuff like that, where the harmonies are real upfront, you know?
Yeah.
It's like antiquated, but, you know, it works for us. Yeah. And, you know,
we are
what we are.
Let's real quick, you know, because everyone's hearing you right now as we're playing the music underneath us. Let's talk about you guys. You guys right now have a residency at the Silver Lake Lounge. And and you guys are doing something really cool on March 22nd. You're playing at two venues at once. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, you know, Buddy Head kind of is, it's a label anyways and a website, so you should look at it, Buddy Head. And they're, Travis from Buddyhead anyways is sort of, I don't know, releasing this thing online, you know? And we had booked our residency, and we had sort of overbooked, you know, all over the place. And Travis really wanted us to do this Serena Manish show at the Troubadour, and it just happened to land on the same night. So we're just going to play both shows, and actually, that night, this coming Monday, or, you know, whenever you're hearing this, because this is live, and it's the residency that I'm looking forward to the most. It's the Origami Records sort of is hosting the night. You know, we brought them on board. It's a cool record store, and it's a record label now, and they're bringing some really cool bands, and so it's going to be a good night, but I'm going to be missing part of it. So,
okay.
But I'll be there, you know, when C-SPIN plays.
Cool,
you know?
Cool. Lastly, what I wanted to do is I wanted to do a real quick round of Turtle Trivia. Now, usually we have two people, but we're just going to go into a real quick lightning round of Turtle Trivia. And this is where, Justin, I'm going to ask you a question, you answer it, and then, you know, Ronnie will tell us the answer. So the first question is, what was Google me, baby. What was Ronnie's
Wikipedia.
Yeah. What was Ronnie's first instrument he played?
I will say guitar.
Ronnie?
Oh, no, you're wrong. The computer, man. Guitar was second.
All right. The next thing. Ronnie was the first person to test out what email system?
I will say he tested Gmail.
Ronnie?
You got it.
Oh, nice.
Does Ronnie prefer
gave us a whole gig, you know?
Yeah, a whole gig. You couldn't go wrong. Does Ronnie prefer a shower or a tub?
Well, he's an artist, so I think sitting in the tub is kind of an artist thing to do. He gets to sit there and contemplate and do all the things. So,
yeah, man, it's true. The tub.
Do I know the artist?
And lastly, while he's in the tub, does he light candles?
Oh, wow. Dude, I'm sorry, but yeah.
Ronnie?
No.
I am so no glad I've way, never been happier that I was wrong. Right on. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
I'm too lazy.
At least I got.
You got two. Right?
I think you got two for got four
two.
There.
Two
yeah,
for four. Two, not bad. Not bad.
Not bad at all. So once
I wanted guitar to be my original, you know, the first instrument. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have a way cooler instrument.
Yeah, though. Totally
yeah,
cool.
Computer.
So you can always check out C-Spin and Ronnie at myspace.com/C-Spin, or they even have a Twitter account, twitter.com/C-Spin. Silver Lake Lounge residency until the end of this month. Catch him whether there or at the Troubadour. And once again, their EP, Go Out, Get It, Reverser. It's amazing. Ronnie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, cool.
Thank you, man.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Billy Corgan and John Mayer. Lately, Billy Corgan is convinced that John Mayer is trying to self-destruct and he's trying to destroy his career.
Good.
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 What do you mean good?
You know, I like John Mayer as much as the next dude, which the next dude probably doesn't. So
yeah.
I'm just going to say, you know, I'm not Billy Corgan. You know, Chi-Town's great. You're great. The Pumpkins are great. But, you know, who cares?
This is all stemming back from those recent interviews that John Mayer did with Playboys, with the Playboy magazine and all those types of places. But, you know, like, Billy Corgan does make a point. If you're going to take advice from anyone, I think on self-destructing your career, Billy Corgan is the person.
Totally, totally. I mean, look at Zwan. Look at his own failed. Yeah. Look at his own failed solo attempt with Billy Corgan, you know, when he tried to go acoustic. Then he tried to do that Uncle Fester thing. Then he broke up half of Smashing Pumpkins, and they became crap. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm just glad, you know, take advice, John Mayer, even though we don't really care if you live or die. Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's what I meant.
It's kind of rough, dude.
But I'm saying, you know, John Mayer, you left Jennifer Aniston, who's freaking smoking hot at the time. Who else? My Body's a Wonderland, that chick with the big boobs.
Yeah,
and then Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, and then Jessica Simpson.
Dude, you just need to crawl into a hole and die.
He's left a slew of fantastic-looking women. You know, but here's the thing. John Mayer in those articles, he was open, you know, and you can't fault him for that. He's not trying, I don't know.
I can fault him.
I don't know if he's trying to self-destruct, if he's just being honest. And there's something that needs to be said about honesty. A lot of artists go on and they try to pretend that they're something that they're not. And John Mayer, he was just being open, dude.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
I'll tell you somebody who else is open.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, whenever you talk about Billy Corgan and whenever you talk about John Mayer, Jessica Simpson comes right into the conversation because...
Don't you ever, like, when you think... I always think of Jessica Simpson.
You should.
I was watching Dukes of Hazzard the other day. The other day it was on TV.
The real Dukes of Hazzard?
No, or the movie. Oh, Jessica Simpson, I'm sorry. You were smoking hot.
She is. She is.
Dumber than a box of rocks, but beautiful.
Yeah, and you
know... Who doesn't love a beautiful blonde dummy?
Everybody does. Everybody loves everybody. So John Mayer, you know, this all goes back to John Mayer yet again. In that Playboy interview, he called Jessica Simpson sexual napalm.
Oh.
Right? For me, I was like, what? Sexual napalm?
I think that's awesome because she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just smoking hot.
Yeah. And she's been going on this like, oh, look, poor me. Poor me. I've been called sexual napalm tour. She was on The View pimping out her TV show that's coming up that no one even cares about.
Oh, I care about it.
Do you think she's sexual napalm?
I think she is. I think she's freaking smart. I think she's freaking smoking hot.
Yeah, yeah. She's actually been saying that ever since she was called sexual napalm, that guys have been looking at her different. And no, I don't buy that.
I think guys have been looking. I think she's just more aware of it now.
Yeah, yeah. Because the moment she would walk in, I'm sure even I would be like, holy crap.
Wow, you're freaking smoking.
Yeah, you're dumb as rocks, but you are smoking. So let's just give, you know what? Jessica Simpson needs to send John Mayer a basket because her profile just went up that much more, I think.
And you know who else's profile should go up?
Whose?
It would be Kai's, but she ain't here.
It's time for Guy's Celebrity Corner.
It's Guy's Corner. Oh, that is too awesome. So, back in the day, Tracy Morgan was a washed-up SNL actor who couldn't get work doing anything. Guy couldn't even freaking clean the trash cans at a McDonald's.
You're crazy!
Except for hosting some stupid sci-fi network show called Guess What? It was freaking awesome, though. Called Scare Tactics. Yes, but now we learn that the star is taking a giant leap backwards because he's just leaving behind all his 30 Rock and cop, what is it, Hot Cop or whatever movie Bruce he's doing Willis with Bruce Willis. Movie. He's leaving that all behind because guess what? He signed a contract. Yes, he signed a contract for 13 more episodes. But get this, and this is something that I kind of commend him for. He's going to get executive producer credit on this. So that's just something more to add to little Tracy's resume.
He's just whoring himself out now that he's hot. Do you think that?
He should. I mean, he's taking full advantage and he's doing it right.
Well, just announced this morning, they kind of canceled the Blind Side premiere out in the UK because of Sandra Bullock. She's not going to the event. This all stems from, get this, the devoted husband of 4 years. And after 4 years, are you really a devoted husband? You're still a husband.
Well, the dude dated freaking porn stars before her.
Yeah, but I mean, 10 years, that would I would say is a devoted husband.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jesse James has been linked with a secret ongoing affair with Michelle Bombshell McGee.
Oh.
She's that tattooed girl.
Yes.
Pinup.
Who doesn't like a tattooed pinup girl?
Who doesn't?
Not me. I love them.
Apparently Sandra Bullock, because she's kind of pissed at this.
Yes. Well, moving on to one of my favorite shows of all time, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which introduced me to the grown-up.
Oh. The grown-up?
Faith. Faith.
Elijah Dushku.
Elijah Dushku. So this show, Nicholas Brandon is best known for his portrayal of Xander on the hit show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This morning, however, he is known as the fool who allegedly took a swing at cops. He was trying to be all cool and took on some cops and tried to run away. All of this because it was fueled by good old beer. Yes, alcohol is always a man's weakness. So police responded to a drunken man causing some terrible, like, disruption in Venice where, you know, that's just normal.
Venice, all the crazies out there.
It's Venice, yeah. So they were responding to an everyday drunken public and drunken disorderly.
Imagine you getting there and you see freaking Xander there.
Yeah, trying to be a vampire. Yeah. The guy's like, I need to go inside because I'm going to burn because it's cold, because it's sunlight. So, yeah, the cops came, hooked him up, you know, let him fight a little bit, hooked him up literally, let him fight it out a little bit, and, you know, he went to the hospital for some small abrasions. After that, he was released and sent to jail. And poor little guy, because he's not that big. You know he's somebody's butt puppet.
Yeah, probably. Maybe Meat Matt's. I don't know. Maybe Matt is sending him to your house and I don't know. Having butt sex. I don't know.
Butt sex.
If that's your thing. Britney Spears.
That's her thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely. No, I don't know. Oh. Just in time for everyone to be hungover, she is single, back on the market. So, congratulations, Britney Spears. You are now single, and who has ticket number 91? Because they're next in line to date Britney Spears.
And bang the poop out of her.
In the butt.
In the butt.
In the butt. And you know what? Speaking of the butt, no. Just kidding. Just kidding. Artist of the Week, it's that time. This week, this week's Artist of the Week just released their first album this week. This is a local area artist who recently was on our show.
Recently?
Yeah, exactly. He has a brother that plays in other bands, and he recently had some legal issues. Who is this artist? Check out the blog section this Friday and see. And you can see what is the band that has in common. Get this. Babe Ruth. And Franz Ferdinand. Find out this Friday, Artist of the Week.
Like the real Franz Ferdinand?
Yeah, well, probably. No, probably like the band Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you thinking the Archbishop that started World War II?
Yes, that started World War I.
Was it World War I?
Yes. Archbishop Franz Ferdinand. Archduke. He's not a bishop.
Wasn't he a bishop?
No.
He
wasn't part of the church. Yeah, he was the Austrian Duke, dude. Enough of your history lesson. Let's freaking move on, dude.
Let's move on to one of my favorite bands. They're your favorite band. And the Ronnie Washburn's one of his favorite bands. I'm talking about Pink Floyd. The Pink Floyd. They are in the money. They're literally in the money. They just won a lawsuit with EMI. They were ordered to pay $90,000 in legal fees that was owed to Pink Floyd.
Good.
Because, get this, EMI, they wanted to sell digitally all their stuff, but like not in album form. Like if you wanted to go buy this song, you can buy
them all separate.
Yeah, you can.
That's the problem with the new digital age is that they didn't write in these clauses. They didn't even think that we were going to have computers back when this song was made. I mean, these guys were literally recording on reel to reels, hundreds of reels running at the same, or not hundreds, but you know what I mean. Thousands now.
I've yeah, not thousands. Thousands. Great. But let's bring it up to millions.
Yeah, but a ton of reels were playing, picking up each sound, and they would have never thought that we were going to be using computers, or what a computer was, back when they made this.
And I'm glad that Pink Floyd won this, because Pink Floyd is an album band. They're not really a single band.
No,
they do have a few songs. I just picked up The Division Bell by Pink Floyd, and I had my iPod on shuffle, unbeknownst to me. And when I pressed play, it was a far different experience, because it wasn't playing in the exact order. But now I'm playing in the exact order, and now I get it. Now I understand. So good on Pink Floyd. If you're going to buy an album, make sure it's a Pink Floyd album and it's in its entirety.
Speaking of genius, producers, people with their money. Gene Simmons.
No,
man.
No, he's a whore. He's not a. He's not a whore.
But he's a genius. He's a financial genius.
Yeah, yeah. And he only gives money to the band just out of, okay, I'll be cool with you because I kind of schemed you guys all out of your fair share. Let's be honest here. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He threw down a challenge to get this: Kiss versus U2 versus the Rolling Stones in a stadium off. Justin, who do you think would win in that?
Kiss battle. Versus the Rolling Stones.
And U2.
U2.
Really? I think the Rolling Stones, in my way, it would probably go Rolling Stones, then U2, then Kiss. What would your order be?
I would go U2, Kiss, and the Rolling Stones.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it would be interesting to see if they can actually, if they pull this off, they would be they could sell out beyond arenas, beyond stadiums. They could sell out anything. So let's see if that happens. Hopefully it does. It's now time for shout-outs. If you comment, become a friend on Facebook, leave us a comment on entertheshell.com. We will shout you out and say thank you. I have some extra shout-outs here. Let's go with, we're going to start out with Cindy Garcia, Manuel Alonso, Rocio LaRusso, Oscar, Abby, Timmy, and Adolf and Chole and Hoser, they hooked it up. Thank you, guys.
Oh, so nice. Well, I think this was more meant for Kai to say because it sounds really weird when a guy says it. We have new followers on our Facebook. I dig it. Jessica Bullion, Heidi M. Nicholas Nehero.
I think that was Hilda M.
Hilda M. I'm sorry. Hilda. It's just my lack of being able to read. Even though I have a higher education, it's really not that high. Isabel Christina German.
It's just high.
Herman. It's for me being high so often. Cheryl Augustin. We thank you for joining. And one more thing. You thought I was going to forget?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Singer, songwriter, and Elton John, and Pink Floyd collaborator, Lisa Leslie Duncan, has died at the age of 66. Duncan passed away on March 12th at the age of 66 after suffering a stroke. Duncan performed vocals for Elton John and Elton John's album, Madman Across the Water, Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon, and I can actually leave this one out, but I know Turtle will get upset, but Ringo Starr's Goodnight Vienna, She Will Be Missed.
Tis you.
And Corey Haim.
All right, back!
Yeah! Woo! All right. So there's a bunch of stories that we couldn't get to this week, but you can always go to our newswire, and that's twitter.com/enterthesell. Here are the stories that you could read about. Rocker Dio is winning the fight of a lifetime with his cancer battle. Read about that. Lil Wayne is forbidden to sign autographs while on lockdown. Can you believe that?
Verboten.
Yeah, and you can actually watch video and see David Grohl's caffeine intake.
Good for him.
Yeah, yeah. Team Elijah 3000 time. Break Your Heart, Tio Cruz, Gorillaz, Jessica Simpson, Moesha, Bruce Willis, Ronnie Washburn, Plastic Beach, John Mayer, James Brown, C-Spin, Reverser, Pink Floyd, Billy Corgan, Battle, Playboy Interview, Album, YouTube, Kiss, Rolling Stones, Ciao. Got it in. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Kai's not here.
Damn it. I thought you were going to forget.
So that means you have the luxury of reading today's moral of the show. So if you'll open up the envelope and read us today's moral of the show and let us know.
That was a good rip. The guy that filmed Aaron Andrews naked got 27 months in jail. Every man that's seen it should send him cigs and a nail file baked in a cake. We owe him that.
We do.
Oh my God. I can't believe you would actually let me, after this great holiday of drinking, read that. Jeez Louise.
Aaron Andrews' ass, it will be missed. Yeah, thanks again to Ronnie Washburn from C-Spin for being on the show. Oh, by the way, check out the LA Adventure that Sarah did. It's really cool. And to learn about how to get a free copy of Emily Wells' latest EP, email us, djturtle@enterthesell.com.
Those are signed, so don't forget. Also, don't forget to download us on iTunes. You can also check out what we're going through and doing on our Facebook, along with our Twitter. You can also download us the old-fashioned way by just going to the website that you're on right now. It's intotheshell.com. Check out our videos on YouTube. They are just kicking. Check out the new video we did with C-Spin. Ronnie, he's the man. And don't forget to go see them down at Silver Lake Lounge. You might see me and DJ Turtle there at the same time.
Yeah, so we are out of here. Ciao.
Yeah, ciao.
Ciao.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, people.
Go get a drink. And watch him stare as Rosine's eyes turn a darker shade of red.